The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 20th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is also the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, does cleanse the desire for material enjoyment in the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge for hearing his, Krishna's, messages, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
So, Krishna is very selfish. He says, as it is said, Sakatha Krishna. Anyone who is engaged in hearing Krishna's katha, katha means words, messages. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Mam ekam, only unto me. Ekam. This is required. Although everything is Krishna, but according to the pantheist theory, we cannot worship everything. Everything is Krishna, that's a fact. But that does not mean we have to worship everything. We have to worship Krishna. The Mahabharata philosopher, they say, if everything is Krishna, so whatever I worship, I am worshipping Krishna. No, that is wrong. Just like the same example can be given, that in the body, I am this body, everything I or mine. But when foodstuff is to be taken, it is not to be pushed through the rectum, but through the mouth. That is the only one. You cannot say the body has got 9 holes, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 1 mouth, 1 rectum, 1 genital, 9 holes. So why not push the food in any hole? That is Mayavadi theory. After all, they say the foodstuff has to be given to the body, inside the body. So I can push the foodstuff through any hole. There are so many holes. Sometimes in medical science, when it is impossible to push food through the mouth, they push through the rectum. That is artificial. But emergency they do sometimes. But that is not the way. The real way is that food is required to be given to the body, but it must be given through the mouth, not through any other hole. Similarly, if we actually want our contact with the Absolute Truth, then we have to go through Krishna. Krishna has many forms. Advaita achyuta anadi anantarupam. Anantarupam. So, because nothing is but Krishna, everything is Krishna's energy. The process is to contact the Absolute Truth means Krishna. Therefore, Krishna here says, not Krishna, Vyasadeva says, through Sudha Goswami, that Krishna is very kind, very friendly to the Suhit Satam. Satam. Satam means devotees. He is very intimately in friendship with devotees. Krishna's another qualification is bhaktavatsal. Here is also said, Suhit Satam. Satam means devotees. He is friend of everyone. Srida Sarva Bhutanam. Without Krishna being friend of everyone, nobody can live for a moment. Krishna is protecting everyone, supplying food to everyone. Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam, Eka Bhunam, Vidudhati Kamar, Eka. That one person, Supreme Personality. We are all personalities. All living entities, we are all personalities. We are not a homogeneous lump. Everyone has got individuality. So every one of is a individual personality. Everyone. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. That is the difference. He is also individual. The only difference is that He is Supreme. We are all subordinate. We are dependent on Krishna. If Krishna does not manage things nicely, then we are doomed. Just like you are walking on the sea beach, such a vast ocean, we are confident that the sea waves cannot come beyond this line. We are confident, therefore we are walking. But actually, the vast ocean, within a second, it can succumb so many cities. But by whose order it is keeping the honor? No, not beyond this. You may be very great, that's all right. But not beyond this line, demarcated. This is Krishna's order. The sun is so big, 1400,000 times bigger than this earth, and so powerful, blazing fire. You know, those who are scientific men, they know, the sun has got his orbit. A little deviation from the orbit can turn the whole world into snow and turn the whole world into blazing fire. Where is our scientist friend? Is it not a fact? Yes. It is running under Saturn orbit exactly. Because a little deviation from the orbit will create havoc, catastrophe, immediately. Either fire or snow. So under whose order the sun is so strictly following the demarcation? Such a big body. Practical experience, he has got heavy body. He moves like this. He's not steady. But such a huge body is exactly, according to astronomical calculation, they calculate some 1/10,000 part of a second in this way. So we have to study this. Under whose order? They say there is no God. But how these things, the natural functions, are being performed strictly, without any deviation. That is implied in the Brahma Sangita. Yachakshuresa savita sakalagrahanam raja samasta suramurti rasi sateja Jasyagnaya bhramati sangvritakala chakru govindamadipurusam tamang majami. The sun is the eye for all planets. We are very much proud of our eyes. Can you show me? What nonsense, what can you see? You cannot see anything without sun. You are so much proud of your eyes. You cannot see. Why do you say, can you show me? First of all, be qualified to see. Then you can see. But the rascals say, can you show me God? They cannot see even ordinary things if there is no sunshine. And they want to see God. Just see how much lunatic, crazy. You can see God, but you have to qualify the eyes. Then you can see. So, the sun is our eyes, actually. Not only this planet, all the planets within this universe. Therefore it is said in the Brahma, Jachakshuri sa savita sakala grahanam. The Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhurvasa, that is worshipping the sun. Sadga, Savita, Savitri. So, Jachakshuri sa savita sakala grahanam. Raja, Samasta grahanam. Just like there is king, president. Similarly, the sun planet is the king of all planets. Those who are standing, they can stand near the wall. Don't block. Jachakshuri sa savita sakala grahanam raja samasta shuramurti. All the demigods, they are worshipping this Gayatri Mantra. Jaschakshuri sa savita sakala grahanam raja samasta shuramurti asesa teja. Unlimited temperature. Unlimited temperature. For millions and millions of years, it is diffusing temperature. And if it is little more, we become 90 million miles away, still little rising of temperature, we become suffocated. Asesati, unlimited temperature. And moving, Jachakshuri sa savita sakala grahanam raja samasta shuramurti asesati ya jasya agnaya, by whose order Bhramati is moving. Sangvrita kala chakra, the orbit. Sun has got orbit. 16,000 miles per second moving. But moving how? Not a little deviation. Exactly in the line. Because little deviation will cause havoc. Just the same way, a little punching over the whole sea, finished, Los Angeles. You see? This is the order of Krishna. That is admitted, all Vedas. Jasvagya bhramati sangvrita kala chakra, jasvag govindamadi purusham tamang. So Krishna is such powerful. We should know what is Krishna. And these rascals, they are becoming incarnation of Krishna. Krishna personally present. Where is your power like this? If somebody kicks on your face with boot, you cannot do anything and you are becoming God. You see? So, Krishna is so powerful, at the same time so kind. Just see his kindness. Simply, you hear his words. Sakatha, Krishna Katha. He is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita, you hear. Manmanamahamavadmatto vajjani mang namaskuru. You just become my devotee. Krishna says, Manmana, always think of me. Manmana, bhavamad bhakta, just become my devotee. Manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhyaji, you worship me. Mang namaskuru, just offer your obeisances unto me. Can we do that? Is that very difficult thing? If we hear patiently, with a little attention, and hear Krishna's words, what Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, or what is spoken about Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, simply if we hear, we don't require any qualification, any education, any PhD, MST, these, that, no. Simply. Krishna has given you the ears. So you can hear. What is the difficulty? Krishna is so kind. If you simply become a little inclined to hear about him, if you hear and do not understand what Krishna is speaking and what is spoken about Krishna, you do not understand. Suppose you have no education. You do not understand Sanskrit or even English translation. It's still simply by hearing. Sinnatang Sakata Krishna, by simply hearing Punna Savana Kirtana. Punna means pious. We are all sinful. Life after life, we have committed sins. And this body is the evidence that we are sinful, this material body. It may be degrees different, but anyone who has got a material body is sinful. So, every one of us is sinful, but simply by hearing. This hearing is possible in this human form of life. But even cats and dogs, if they hear, even the trees and ants and insects, they hear, they will also gain the benefit. This transcendental vibration. We human beings, we hear about Krishna, we can understand about something that Krishna is saying like this, but the small child or an animal or even trees, insects, if they hear this Hare Krishna mantra, they will be benefited. They will be benefited. This is the fact. Because the vibration, just like when there is thunderbolt vibration, that vibration has got effect on everything that is scientific. Everything. Similarly, this vibration of Hare Krishna mantra is so strong that it will benefit anyone who hears. Therefore, you are sending Sankirtan party. They may understand or not understand. They may appreciate or not appreciate. We are forcing them to become pious simply by hearing this Hare Krishna mantra. It is so nice. Sinnatang sakatha Krishna punnasya manaki. The whole world is full of sinful life. So you are creating the atmosphere punnasya manaki. Chanting and hearing, simply by these two processes. Punna savana kirtana, punna, fast. So anyone who is coming here, even he does not understand a single word which you are speaking, if he simply hears, he becomes fast. Simply by hearing, even a child, he becomes pious. And Unless we are free from a sinful life, we cannot understand about God. Jisamantagatam papam jananam punna karmanam te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti mangadiravrata. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So those who are sinful, they cannot understand what is God. Therefore, the whole world is godless. They are so sinful. Their life, their civilization has been made so much sinful, the four principles are sinful. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. The whole world is full of these four business. Therefore, they are all sinful. He may dress like a very nice gentleman, but he is a sinful man. So he cannot understand. Therefore, it is very difficult to convince these rascals about God. They say, everyone is God, I am God, you are God, God is dead. They are so dull. You see. Therefore, our business is to cleanse their heart. So, we vibrate and Krishna helps from within. Krishna said, Sudha Goswami said, Sinnatangs are those who are giving, who are taking the chance of hearing Hare Krishna mantra. Sinnatang sakatha Krishna. Krishna is nominative case. Sinnatang sakatha Krishna punnasavana kirtana. Anything hearing about Krishna, that is also part. Krishna is supposed to be doing something according to our material calculation, killing somebody. Or Krishna is dancing with other's wife. According to material calculation, this is not allowed. You cannot dance with other's wife. Not in your country, but that is Vedic civilization. But Krishna did it. Although the gopis came to dance with him, captivated by his beauty, but they became purified. Punnasamana kirtana. He simply by hearing about Krishna, one becomes pious. How they become pious simply by dancing with Krishna? This is the theory. Not that Krishna wanted some young girls to dance with. He can create millions of young girls immediately. But they are devoted. They wanted to dance with Krishna. Might be captivated by his beauty. But they wanted Krishna. Krishna gave them chance. All right, come on, dance with me. And be purified. Just try to understand. Just simply by hearing about Krishna, one becomes purified. And what to speak of persons who are dancing with Krishna. And these opportunities there. You can dance with Krishna, you can play with Krishna, you can talk with Krishna. So our Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. Everyone, without any discrimination. So, how it is purified? One may say, just simply by hearing, how one becomes purified? No. Krishna helps. Here it is said, Hridrantastha abadhyani vidhunati suis. Krishna vidhunati. Krishna helps you. Those who are hearing with attention, Krishna is within you, everyone. Paramatma. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. Krishna is with you. Krishna is so kind. Krishna is so sympathetic. Means sympathetic. As soon as he sees, oh, this soul, because every soul is Krishna's son. So he is very, very much anxious. Just like a father, if a son is in difficulty, the father is more anxious how this boy will be rescued from this difficulty. Similarly, we are suffering in this material world. Krishna is more anxious to get us back to home, back to God. Therefore, as soon as he sees, oh, he is hearing about me, oh, thank you, I shall help you. Immediately, he vidhunati, he washes all the dirty things. The dirty thing is that I shall be happy by material enjoyment. This is the basis of dirty thing. The rascal does not know that he cannot be happy in any condition, any material condition. Brahma is unhappy, Indra is unhappy. What to speak of you, you are a teeny creature. Nobody can be happy in this material world. They must be always in anxiety because they have accepted something which will never make him happy. Therefore, we have to counteract it, these dirty things, that we are trying to be happy in this material world. These dirty things are accumulated within our heart. Life after life, we have selected so many bodies. Now I shall become tiger. I am eating flesh, but I cannot attract the animal and eat fresh blood. Krishna is so kind. All right, I am giving the chance to become a tiger. You become a tiger, I will give you all nails and teeth so that you can pounce over immediately. There is no need of opening slaughterhouse. You can directly eat. You see? So I wanted to enjoy as a tiger, I wanted to enjoy as a cat, as a dog, as a Brahma, as so many lives, so many planets. But everywhere I have become prostrate. That is the fact. Now, in this human form of life is the chance to take to Krishna consciousness and make your life perfect. Thank you.